Welcome to the Double R Show, the podcast that features everything about North Lincoln County. The Double R Show, directed and produced by Paul Robertson and hosted by the voice of Lincoln City, Roger Robertson.
In fun-filled, beautiful downtown Depot Bay, things are happening for the fishermen all the time, and some of the fishermen are Taft High graduates, like Craig Calkins.
No, I'm a Newport High graduate.
You're a Newport High.
Yeah, elementary school in Taft, and then I went to private school and then to Newport High School.
Okay, so, well, yes. I got you,
because, you know, we were hanging around as kids, so you probably just assumed that I was always at Taft, but... My parents shifted me to Newport after junior high.
Now you got a brand new boat down here.
I do. Bought a brand new 50-foot, or not a brand new, a 50-foot Delta from San Francisco in March, and sold my other boat to Tyler Turner, the people that own Dockside Charters, and started working here at Dockside Charters, and been having a great experience. Been great. Lots of fishing, lots of whale watching, so it's been a good weather summer, so... been nice.
Talking about the fishing, all bottom fishing.
Dockside Charters does bottom salmon, tuna, halibut, all that stuff. I only do the rock fishing tours and the whale watching. So just because I'm getting older and I don't want to work that hard. So
getting older. My goodness, what are you talking about, Craig?
Oh, hey, me and your son are both 53 now. So you know, it's as you're getting older, it's just harder to do too many things well. So. For me, to do a couple things well is more important than try to do them all. So.
Coming out of the hole here in Depot Bay, you go north, south?
Most of our fishing grounds for rockfish are north. There are a few south, but mostly we're fishing up off Lincoln City. Lincoln City actually has some of the best large reef systems around, or at least close to us. So I'd say 70-80% of our spots are at or near Lincoln City or off the Salishan Spit.
And what are the limits now, Craig?
The limits are 5 rockfish and 2 lingcod. Lingcod have to be at least 22 inches long. And there's a few varieties of fish that some years you can't keep as a conservation measure. This year it was quillback and yellow-eye rockfish. Who knows what will happen next year, because we kept catching a whole bunch of those. So we're not sure why they're off limits, but I'm sure somebody did a study at some point saying they were in short supply. So.
And the salmon fishing, talk about that. I know you said you don't do salmon yourself.
Salmon fishing's been really hit and miss. I mean, I think they underestimated how many wild fish were out there. I think the state's, you know, said that they were catching a larger percentage of wild fish than they anticipated. But it seems like it's been hit and miss. One day they do really well. The next day it's really slow. And a lot of catch and release on the ones that we can't keep.
A lot of the boats here in Depot Bay now do a crab pots to take crab pots on at same time.
Right. Most of our trips are a combination of fishing and crabbing, where we throw out crab pots when the trip starts. We pick them up on the way back. This year's crabbing's been phenomenal. It's been, you know, 6 to 8, sometimes 10 or 12 crab a person. You know, most years I would say the average is 3 or 4 a person on these, but that could change tomorrow. We had kind of a weather change. It might slow down or even get better. You just kind of never know. But the last month's been phenomenal crabbing.
You talked about you also do a lot of whale watching. Talk about that a bit.
Yeah, that is becoming, moreover, from when my career started, where it was primarily fishing, it's really transitioned over to almost more than 50% of our business now is whale watching, just because we've got more and more and more whales in the area as the population increased. And it's an inexpensive way for a family to come to the coast and come, you know, see whales where, you know, and a lot of our people in the summertime are kind of landlocked people from Idaho, Utah, Eastern Washington, and other places where they really don't experience the ocean and would never have thought that in 5 minutes from leaving the harbor, they are seeing whales for an hour for $30. And if it's their kids, it's even cheaper. So a family can come out for $100 and have a nice, you know, ocean experience. And see a whale, almost guaranteed every time.
How far out do you go, or do you have to go?
For whale watching, sometimes they're literally 100 yards outside the channel. And most days in the summertime, I would say I don't go more than a mile or two. And some days, it's way less than that. Because some days we have one, I always tell people on our cruises, some days there's one whale around here, some days there's 10 or 15. Most days there's 5 or 6 whales within a couple miles of Depot Bay, all summer long.
Down here in Depot Bay, there's a lot of work's going to start on the docks as well. Do you know anything about that?
I know a limited amount. Went to a few meetings on helping design that, or just when they were trying to get a local input or fisherman input on the docks. I believe the last one I went to, they were still $1 million short, because it's, I think, going to be $4 or $5 million to do. I'm not sure if they've secured that or if they have a tentative promise for it. So I think they're still in the final design phase. Sounds like in the next 18 months it'll be done, but they still have to put it out for bid, make sure they have enough money again with inflation that, you know, we have enough money to do it. So that'll be nice when it gets done, because we have one dock that was destroyed in the tsunami from the Japanese earthquake, the dock we are on currently. And so I don't think they'll be doing this dock. But then the other docks are extremely old, pretty crinkly. They've needed to be replaced for 20 or 30 years.
We still have two major charter operators in Depot Bay, Tradewinds and Docksides, yeah. Right?
Yep, they both do a great job. They're both pretty similar companies. I've enjoyed over my career working for both of them. So similar experience. So yeah, I mean, I think either charter operation, I prefer Dockside myself where I'm working. But both charter operators are good, or do a great job.
And both of them do offer the whale watching, the salmon fishing.
They both offer exactly the same thing, have similar fleets. You know, Dockside has a fleet of probably nicer, more modern boats, but I mean, all the captains are good, competent captains. I think all the pricing's pretty similar with the businesses. So I think we'll try to stay competitive, but we're all friendly.
We're talking with Craig Calkins down here in Depot Bay on board his brand new boat. And again, the name of the boat?
It is the Sport Fisher. It's kind of an homage to the Sport Fisher that used to be in town that when I was a kid, and that was the first boat that me and my father fished on together. And so he's getting older, and I thought it would be special for him to name it that. For tradition for Depot Bay and tradition for our family, for us fishing it.
Speaking of traditions for Depot Bay, are there more or less charter boats in Depot Bay now than what there were when you were a kid?
Massively less. Massively less commercial and charter boats, primarily because of how the salmon seasons have changed over the last 30, 40 years of my life.
One of the other things that we talked about earlier was the Coast Guard down here in Depot Bay. How important is having that Coast Guard station to the fisher community?
Yeah, without them, it would be difficult to have much of an industry here just because of the safety factor. Not as much for the charters, but for the private boaters that they, you know, are primarily rescuing, you know, at times, and the people that get, you know, get in trouble on their kayaks or get in trouble in the surf. So without them, a lot of people would lose their life that wouldn't need to. So they're definitely a huge contributor to our community, and I would hate to ever see them go, because they're a great, great bunch of guys that do a great job for us.
Not only that, they provide quite an economic base for the community as well.
Yeah, yes, a good economic base. They own several, you know, homes in the area, and the guys spend their money here. And so, yeah, and then they're just good guys to have around. You know, it's good to have kind of a younger, you know, crew of people, you know, kind of around in the community too.
In fun-filled, beautiful downtown Depot Bay, Double R.
When looking for the bestsellers of today and yesterday, look no further than Bob's Beach Books. Hi, I'm Diana Portwood, and on behalf of my sister Emily at Robert's Bookshop, we thank our dad, Bob, for the vision he had in establishing our two family-owned bookstores in Lincoln City.
I'm Josh Zantello with Zantello Law Group, and we are fortunate to have a number of attorneys in our office that specialize in a variety of law fields. Call our office and set up a free consultation. With our field of experts, you're never alone.
Opportunities abound on the Central Oregon coast. Chinook Winds is hiring right now for entry-level and career positions. Visit us at chinookwinds.com to learn more about jobs in hospitality, security, slot technology, food and beverage, culinary arts, and more. Joining the Chinook Winds team means advancement potential, low-cost health coverage, free on-shift meals, free gym membership, and competitive pay. Don't miss our hiring event Saturday, September 23rd, upstairs in the Chinook Winds Convention Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Be ready to interview on the spot. All successful applicants are eligible for a $1,500 signing bonus. So polish up your resume and come to Chinook Winds Convention Center Saturday, September 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for our hiring event. Chinook Winds Casino Resort in Lincoln City, where careers are better at the beach.
We're in fun-filled, beautiful downtown Depot Bay, one of my all-time favorite places in the world. And with us is boatsman mate Bebo with the Coast Guard station here in Depot Bay. We had you on about a month ago, and we talked a little bit about being in one of the Coast Guard boats that would roll. You said you hadn't been in that yet.
No, not yet. Like I said, it's a bad day if we do roll one. So,
the Coast Guard station here in Depot Bay, how many are assigned to it?
So normally, under normal operations, we have upwards of 30, but nowadays we usually have 7 people in each duty section with a few day workers. So we're down pretty far below our normal crew capacity.
Frequently, the Coast Guard station here in Depot Bay, somebody decides that it needs to close because it's not needed. It's desperately needed in this area, is it not?
I would say so. I've gone back and forth with that question myself. I've only been here for 2 years and now living in the town proper for a year. But I see just how strongly the community feels that the Coast Guard has its place here. And just how much involvement we have with the community has made a big difference on my outlook on that particular issue. And there's so little support up the rest of the coast. It's a really big, what we call an area of responsibility. The way that the Coast Guard divides up spots to cover for each unit. So it's a huge area of responsibility that needs the coverage from this pretty unique boat that we run here.
The boats that you run here, some of them have got a lot of history behind them, do they not?
Especially the 7-2. So that's just, I think I explained it a little bit earlier too. The designation for the boat number will be the hull length, so 47, and then the hull number itself, so the 47272. Is the boat that's been here, I think, since or shortly after it was built. And I mean, that should speak to a lot of people assisted or saved on that boat. And it's been through a lot. We've actually torn out the engine 3 times to have it replaced. That was just this year, too. So it's a little bit of work keeping them alive, but it's great for the engineers. They get a lot of exposure and no, they are incredible boats. They're stalling.
You like what you do, don't you?
I do. I do love this job. I love being on the water. I might be happy just being on a tender, even if it was just on some river. But this happens to be, I think all the time, this is some of the coolest stuff I'll ever do in my life. So
from here, you will be transferred someday where?
So if all goes right for me, I should be staying in the surf program and going to another surf unit. So that could be any number of places on the East Coast as well. I believe there's 3 surf units on the East Coast. But
when you say surf units, that designates a smaller operation like Depot Bay or what?
Not necessarily. So all surf unit means is that they have surf capable boats. So that'll be breaking waves over 8 feet tall, and that they have surfmen assigned to the unit, among other things, other requirements. But the surfman program allows boat drivers, young ones in my case, to get in with all these experienced old salts and work up the experience, work up the time behind the sticks, the throttles, to be able to work towards the surf qualification and in an accelerated timeline. So the main concentration of surf units, just because of weather, just because of what comes down from the Gulf of Alaska too and all across the Pacific Ocean and hits the Oregon coast and the Washington coastline, most of the surf units are in the Pacific Northwest. So hopefully that's where I'll stay once I get my next assignment.
You would, I would have to believe, encourage any young woman or man coming out of high school to join and get into the service, would you not?
Right now, the incentives are huge, so yes. Well, before I would have advised caution and said you probably want to work for a couple of years even before you join. Just like I would give that advice for somebody going to college too. You want to join the workforce and sort of see the reason why you want higher training or higher education, right? Or you end up in a trade that you love anyways, right? So I always advise that exposure to work right after high school, but now I totally recant that because for Bosun's Mate, for the rating, and just to give, I won't give exact numbers, but they're giving bonuses for students just to sign on students as in A school students. So after you go to basic training, then you get your specialization. So A school students, once they sign on to go to A school, get, I think, somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000.
That's a whole chunk of change in comparison to when I was in service.
So it will be less after taxes. That's taxed as a bonus, right? But it's still considerable. And those incentives aren't going away just because our need for personnel isn't going away soon.
Once you enlist, you go to basic training. That's 6-8 weeks where?
So that's 8 weeks minimum in Cape May, New Jersey. That's a really beautiful place too. I actually grew up going to nearby Rehoboth in Delaware. That's a pretty well-known little surf spot. So Cape May is really cool, but almost all of your time, if you join, all of your time there will be spent in misery. But you'll get out and go to your unit soon thereafter as a newly minted Coast Guardsman. So.
And the average enlistment is 4 years, 6 years, 3 years?
This isn't my purview right now, so it may be different, but you can either sign on for 4 or for 6 years active duty. I did 4, but afterwards you get to either extend or re-sign a contract. So right now I'm coming up to the point where I get to choose. Probably to extend.
If a young man or woman is interested in joining a Coast Guard, can they come down here to Depot Bay and visit with somebody about that?
Sure. I would really appreciate if anybody wanted to come talk to us. Please just give us a call ahead. You can always come up to the station anyways, but especially if you give us a call ahead, then we'll be able to set time, devoted time, to be able to talk to anybody, to give you the best information on not just our unit, but the units that we've been to. Any number of the crew has been to ships or to different stations throughout. Some people have been to security units up in Kodiak, Alaska, or, you know, anywhere in the Coast Guard. We can give you some more insight.
Coast Guard Station Depot Bay, Boatsman Made Bebo. It has been interesting, it has been fun, and I encourage you to stop down here in Depot Bay and talk to these guys and gals and experience what they experience on a daily basis. From Depot Bay, Double R.
I'm Adina Zeller. Zeller's is now in 2 North Lincoln County locations. The original Zeller's in Rose Lodge and now Zeller's in Lincoln City, formerly Maxwell's. Zeller's with great family food and kick and fun, like our line dancing. Just wait until you try our homemade clam chowder.
If you're looking for great early garden fresh produce, it's Kenny's IGA in the Bay Area of Lincoln City. 4 generations of Morgans caring for your every grocery need. All of your favorite beverages, a full deli, meat, produce, and of course, groceries.
I'm Bruce Polley, reminding you to be prepared. We have a variety of life-saving go kits in stock at Lincoln City Sporting Goods, your electronic superstore in the heart of Lincoln City.
One of our favorite topics is fishing, either catching or eating. And with me right now is Dick Wasson, and Dick lives on the Siletz River. You have an opportunity to catch and see a lot of fishing going on from your vantage point, don't you, Dick?
I do. I get to see a lot of boats on the river. And when they all move up to my neck of the woods, which is about milepost 7.5 on the highway, but I'm on the south side of the river, but I can look right out my front window and living room and look down the river about 3/4 of a mile, and I'll see up to 8-9 boats at a time when the fish get up river, and you can tell that they're there because you'll see them rolling and splashing.
And right now they're there.
They're there, but they're scattered. This is not the heaviest part of the annual run, but they're moving in. In fact, they're catching them from the jaws all the way up to milepost 12 or 15.
No, we're talking about salmon. Are we talking coho?
Chinook.
Chinook?
Yeah. The people at the on the jaws, the cast spinners, right there at Taft, they're hooking fish. They're out there every day. However, they have to fight seals.
Seals.
You know, there's 300 seals right there on the other
waiting for lunch.
They are. In fact, I drove by yesterday and kind of glanced out there, and there was a seal fighting a Chinook just about 200 yards upriver in the shallows. You know, Hunk grabbed one and was going to have dinner that.
The Sluts River is really a meandering switchback river, is it not?
It sure is. Yeah, it's a very long river. I don't think it's about 40 miles.
But of water.
Of water. Mm-hmm. Of drainage from way up on the foothills of the Cascades, the Coast Range, all the way down. But it ends up, right here where it goes into the ocean at Taft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It comes in, it starts coming up river, and it gets up a ways, about milepost 7, and it loops back towards the beach, and it comes within a mile of Highway 101. And then it heads south, and then it works its way south, and then it heads back up towards the town of Sluts.
As meandering as the Sluts is, your place, is that still fresh water, or is that tidewater?
I'm tidewater, milepost 7. Tidewater goes up to milepost 16 or 17.
Okay.
And that's a lot of water. The fish are right there, and they're hanging out in that area now. They don't have the good water, enough water to go on upriver. They'd be beating themselves up. So,
and when you talk about enough water,
yeah,
river
flow is not high enough right now.
Okay.
We had that one little freshet, which got the fish all excited, brought the water temperature down from 72 to about 65. In the river, which got them all excited.
And ideal is what, Dick?
For the river?
Yeah.
Once we get into typically September, October, it cools down enough, and they're there right now.
Mm-hmm.
But earlier on, mid to late August, they're coming in 2 or 3 miles is all, with the fresh cold water right out of the ocean, which is solid salt water. They come in and mill around, and that's why you'll see large numbers of boats in the lower 2 to 3 miles, like Windy Bend, Chinook Bend, Coyote Rock, and those people that stay there in those RV spots, they fish that area every day. But now with this cool water hit, and this because of this rain, their fish are scattered. They're coming, they're zipping right on up the river, probably to the head of tidewater, about milepost 16.
The fish that are in the river right now are plotted fish? Are they?
No, they're wild.
They are wild.
These are wild Chinook. Yeah, they don't.
Any you can take what's the bag limit if you will?
Two per day, so
even of the wild fish.
Yep, even though they're wild,
okay.
They're in this river, which is their home, and they're not going to go on further down south towards Klamath. So once you get them in the river, you can keep those. Same with the Salmon River and so forth, and any other coastal stream. They do have a fairly significant limit. I'm not sure exactly what it is for down on the Umpqua. But we're lucky to have a salmon here you can keep.
Now, if I was to go out salmon fishing on the Sluts or the Salmon River, whatever it would happen to be, what type of bait do I need to be looking at?
People that typically you're going to be trolling or fishing out of a boat.
Okay.
On the Sluts anyway, and you're going to be trolling a flasher with about 18 inches behind the flasher, a little spinner, a real small spinner. That's what's developed over the last 2 or 3 years. And then, of course, people like to fish with cut plug herring behind a flat little flasher. And that gets the salmon's attention, and they come up, and there's that little smelly-tasting herring, and they'll chomp onto that. So that's the two ways that people do catch a lot. And then later on, I mean, probably into September, October, the guides that fish the river, they're going to be dunking salmon eggs, a big cluster eggs mm-hmm, with a shrimp
mm-hmm,
on it
mm-hmm.
below a bobber. 4 to 6 feet below the bobber. And that's just, they'll have six guys in a big boat, and they'll be casting out different areas and then drifting with the river flow. And that bobber goes down. It's like, bobber, fish on. And so I've seen them catch, I saw one boat catch 3 salmon in about 15 minutes right off my front porch. I'm looking at him. I go, holy smokes, he sure got into the fish there. It's a nice, easy way to fight a fish, you know, and the seals are not as thick there. So, yeah, the guides do well during you know, they call them, there's a one guide boat called Bobber Down, which is exactly what you want to see happen. And they'll be fishing right just above Highway 101 bridge as well. So bobber and eggs with a little chunk of sand shrimp on it.
Any idea what the cost of something like that would be?
What the guides are running right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably $200 a day.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, it's something you can do a couple times a year, you know, save up and do that. So
we are quickly running out of time. And again, once you've got that salmon at home filleted out, and you're going to prepare it how?
I fillet mine, and I cut them up in steaks about probably 4 inches wide and vacuum pack them. And they're good for a year. But what I do, I typically eat mine fresh, and I'll sprinkle some Tony Cheshire's seasoning salt, little pepper, salt, pepper, and whatever those little ground peppers are. And I fry them that way. I just pan fry them. Skin side down first and turn it over.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. You know, it's good for us. It's got that omega oils in it. And of course, a lot of people smoke up their fall Chinook. The springers that come in the river, the spring Chinook, that's the ones you want to eat. That's the best eating fish of all the salmon on the West Coast here. And then the fall Chinook, you can eat them, and most people do, but that's the ones you want to smoke because they got a lot of oil. And they smoke up very well.
Okay, our guest has been talking about fishing. Fishing. Quit wishing. Go fishing with Dick Wasson. I'm Double R. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, it's Jesse Geller with the Beach Club and Event Center. Need a few more reasons to stop on by? We're now offering Taco Tuesdays and Italian Wednesdays. If you need a space to rent, we're your people. We're located at 2020 Northeast 22nd Street in Lincoln City.
Northwest Septic Service is your one-stop shop for all your septic needs.
Northwest Septic Service offers pumping, maintenance, repair, and inspections with one call, 541-994-6977.
Buying or selling a home? Northwest Septic Service can inspect your sewer line or an entire septic system.
Old or failing septic system? Northwest Septic Service can rejuvenate most drain fields, saving you thousands of dollars. 541-994-6977.
Serving Lincoln, Tillamook, and Yamhill counties, Northwest Septic Service.
Wouldn't it be great to have all your insurance needs handled by one agency? This is Charlotte Lado with Farmers Insurance and the Insurance Store. Visit our office next to the Wildflower Grill in Lincoln City. Let us be your one stop for your personal, commercial, health, and Medicare insurance needs.
And that will about wrap up the activities for today's program. Again, we thank everybody that participated in the Stuff-a-Bus that took place earlier this month. It was an extraordinary, wonderful event, $17,700 and some in cash and merchandise to go to the students of North Lincoln County. A heck of a way to introduce September and send our kids back to school. I saw this a couple of days ago. I wanted to repeat it. Teachers don't teach for the income. They teach for the outcome. And thanks to, again to everybody that participated in the Stuff-a-Bus. Activities in and around the Lincoln City community. We got Fire Aid 5 and 10K Run. That's going to be September the 29th. The American Legion Post meets, of course, at the Hilltop Inn the first Tuesday of each month at high noon. And if you're a veteran, we certainly encourage you to attend those activities. Meeting-wise, we have the City Council. City of Lincoln City meets September 25. Sustainable Committee, September 28th. October 3, Planning Commission. October 4th is the Library Board. And again, October 9th, the next City Council meeting for October. October is already shaping up to be another busy month. A lot of activities in the community. And speaking of a lot of activities in the community, one of the biggest to be taking place is the Senior Fair. This is the 30th annual Senior Fair, Tuesday, October 3rd, 9 to 4, in the Convention Center of Shinnok Winds Casino Resort. Over 50 exhibitors will be on hand. There will be travel booths. There will be health screenings. There will be everything imaginable for the seniors and for the individual that cares for a senior. So the admission is free. but you must register to be entered into the drawings, and the drawing each hour will be for $300 cash. You must be present to win. If we call your name, you're not there. The next hour, it becomes $600. It's a lot of money. It'll be a lot of fun. It is the Senior Fair. And on October 5th, it's Onstage Alaska at the Lincoln City Cultural Center. Wonderful event. Gets underway at 6 o'clock. Again, on October 5, please call Always Traveling in Lincoln City for a reservation. It is your opportunity to find out what there is to see and do in the great land up in Alaska. Alaska is absolutely huge. They send down entertainers from Denali National Park to Lincoln City to put on this free show, and will also include some kind of a little bit of a lunch, Alaskan stew, made up by the staff there at the Cultural Center. So call Always Traveling at 541-996-7474 and make certain that you attend On Stage Alaska October 5. Angels Ball, December 2nd. Tickets are now on sale for the Angel Ball. And, of course, the event is open to the general public for people to come up and witness and see all of those marvelous trees. Final grand finale is December the 2nd. That will do it to the Doons on a Double R Show. Please remember to like, subscribe, and share so you and your family and friends around the world and across the street can join us on a Double R Show. For Paul and Jana, I'm Double R. Have yourself a happy day.
You've been listening to The Double R Show. Join Roger and Paul Robertson as they explore everything about North Lincoln County. The Double R Show, produced by Always Productions and hosted by Roger Robertson. Have a story? Email contact@alwaysproductions.com or call 458-201-3039. For The Double R Show, I'm Jana Grahn.